The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
The Irish Examiner today reporting on the proliferation of people using Netflix and other streaming services while behind the wheel of their car. The warning has come from Garda Inspector Fergal O'Donovan, in charge of roads policing in Cork. Brenda Bulger is with me from the Bulger School of Motoring. Brenda, it's good to talk to you and thanks a million for joining us. Are you surprised at this or do you see it on the road?
Oh, I see it far more often than I would like to see it. Just yesterday, I had cause to drive Wexford to Dublin, and we were stuck in traffic on different occasions. And on one occasion, there was a gentleman to my right who was stuck in traffic reading a book. And on another occasion, there was a gentleman to my left who was stuck in traffic watching Netflix on his phone.
So, sorry, this is on the main road between Dublin and Wexford?
The M11, all the way up through to the M50.
Oh my God. And when kind of traffic slowed down and they were bumper to bumper, they took the opportunity to take out a book and watch some Netflix.
Yeah, it's exactly what they did. Completely void of any kind of self-regulation or self-discipline in terms of the act they're engaged in at the moment, which is driving.
And were they watching Netflix on a phone or had they planned ahead and had they brought a proper screen?
On that particular incident, they were using their phone, but I do know of another incident where I was beside a young lady in a car who had actually brought her iPad because she had an older model of car, so she didn't have any of the big screens
on the dash. Oh, gosh, you couldn't be dealing with, I don't know how people drive around in cars without big screens in them. Of course she had her iPad with her.
Very, very ingenious of her altogether. Big 14-inch iPad screen sitting at the front of the dash, taking up the whole front of it while watching TV.
It's kind of mad, Brenda, that, I mean, in the context of all of the information campaigns, all of the safety campaigns, in the context of increasing road deaths, in the context of conversations on this show and other shows and in newspapers and podcasts and everywhere else, that people would sit in behind the wheel of a car and think, do you know what, I might catch up on the first episode of the new season of The Diplomat.
Yeah, and I think our biggest issue is an absolute lack of Garda presence on the road. Like, I know there are issues with retention and onboarding for new recruits. We just don't have enough road traffic policing units to try and monitor these behaviours. And we do need to start identifying as well that technology addiction isn't just unhealthy for children, but adults are finding very, very difficult to give up the device while they're focused on their driving.
Yeah, I'd wager a lot of people kind of, you know, you do this at home yourself all the time. If you're watching TV, you find suddenly you're looking at your phone, you don't know how it happened. You kind of just pick it up automatically. I'd wager that lots of people out there who, when they're sitting in traffic, they come stationary, they just reach down and they pick up the phone without even realising they're doing it.
Yeah, exactly. It's just this autopilot response to boredom. That's what we go for. And if we're sat in traffic, we shouldn't be bored. We should be observing all around us, watching the traffic coming up behind us, the traffic way ahead in the distance, you know. But it is that doom scrolling is the term for it. And you just get sucked down into it and you're completely oblivious to the environment that you're in is not the environment for you to be picking up your phone at that time.
So you'd spend an awful lot of time on the roads. How often do you see Gardaí?
This weekend alone, I had driven from Kilkenny to Cork, Cork to Kilkenny, Kilkenny to Wexford, Wexford to Dublin, Dublin back to Kilkenny, and I didn't see any.
Not a single guard.
Not a single guard.
Yeah. Anywhere. I mean, I know it's kind of, it almost sounds simplistic and, you know, when people say something's, you know, too good to be true, it usually is. But I suspect in this case it is, right? More Gardaí on the road would absolutely reduce the proliferation of this, wouldn't it?
100%. 100%. We all know that we work our best work when our boss is standing behind us observing us. We are all programmed to do that. We are all on our best behaviour when we think there's a consequence for bad behaviour. And now that we do have an absence of Garda presence on the road, there is no consequence for bad behaviour and our standards are slipping and there's nobody there to correct them for us.
Listen, Brenda, it's always good to talk to you. So thanks a million for taking the time. Brenda Bulger from the Bulger School of Motoring.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.